This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Some fun
on Halloween,
on a Halloween Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. There is so much to get to tonight. It's gonna be a wild show.
Pandemic forgiveness, COVID forgiveness. Someone thinks we need amnesty, a pandemic amnesty. Oh, we're gonna have a long talk about that here in just a minute. Democrats like Chuck Schumer saying they're receiving threats. We have Barack Obama and Kathy Hochul saying, crime? What crime? Quit whining. We have people confused about the climate art vandals out there. The diesel predictions I've been making? Looks like I was right, and that's not good. What do you feel about people on your side getting involved in pop culture? Your emails, all that, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I owe you two things right now. One I've been agonizing about. Two was a no-brainer. So, actually, let me start with number two. I ordered that wrong, but so what? The one I have not been agonizing about. The headline is in The Atlantic today. It says, let's declare a pandemic amnesty. You will remember, you longtime listeners will remember, but back on February 9th, I did a show we titled The Reckoning. It was very different from our normal show that's full of fart sounds and everything else under the sun. It was three straight hours of your stories on what COVID lockdowns, masks, vaccine mandates, social distancing, on the things they did to you and your family. It was heavy, and so heavy. The emails flooded in thanking me, but almost all of them, to a man, to a woman, said, Jesse, I love you. Thank you for doing it. Man, I had to stop it, though, or I had to listen to it in spurts because it was too much. It was heavy. Now, let me tell you, that's not going to be tonight's show, but it is going to play a significant role in tonight's show. That I didn't agonize over. There's a second thing. This I did agonize over. I went and voted today. I voted early in Texas. And I did something today. And I couldn't decide on the way to the studio. I mean, 15 minutes ago, I could not decide whether or not I wanted to tell you or whether I should tell you. And in the end, I decided a show that is famous for brutal honesty, I decided I will always err on the side of being honest with you. I understand that this will probably be controversial. I don't care. I'm not worried about that. You might get mad at me. I'll be frank. I don't care. I'm not worried about that either. What I was worried about was whether or not this would influence you negatively. I don't want that to happen. I just want you to know something about me. I feel like I owe you an explanation for this. I just talked about the pandemic amnesty article, and we're about to go off on that. And I put out the call publicly asking for, again, once again, your stories. Tell me your stories on how you were hurt. And I'll be reading them for you on the air tonight. After I did that, all morning long, I've been reading your stories about your special needs child, your now dead father, your shattered career, your shattered... And I just kept getting lower and lower and lower throughout the day as I read them. And I was getting angrier and angrier and angrier. When I hear sad things that have been done to people, it fills me with hate. I hate when powerful people prey on the powerless. I despise bullies. And as I read every one of these stories, it just filled me with so much hate and anger. So I'm just going to be honest with what I did today. And I want to be clear, I am not trying to influence you or tell you what to do. I don't care if this makes you angry, but I want you to know, I'm not telling you that what I did today was right. I just feel like I owe you an explanation for what I did today. I went and voted today in the Texas election. You can vote early here. You avoid the lines if you go vote early. And I voted for almost every single Republican there. It's just what I generally do on election day. There are Republicans, big time Republicans, that I left it blank. You may disagree with me, but if you were a Republican in the state of Texas and I had the option to vote for you and you were a Republican who became a tyrant during COVID, you're not essential. You are essential. Shut this down. I'm sending the cops to you. You do not ever get my vote ever again. Not in a primary, not in a general. I do not vote for tyrants. I am not telling you that's the right thing to do. I will tell you, I called the wife right after and told her what I did. She disagreed with me. So maybe you do too. So I'm not telling you I'm right. I debated whether or not to tell you, but I figured I owed you that honesty. There are Republicans in this state, more than one, based on what they did during COVID, I chose not to vote for. And that was because I read your stories all morning long. All morning long, I read stories. What stories, mind you? My grandmother was in the late stages of Alzheimer's. For about a year, her nursing home wouldn't even let my granddad sit outside the window of her room to visit her. He and she both suffered separately and alone. I'll never forget it. I was furloughed without pay for 3 weeks and then later lost my job due to downsizing. Unemployed for 3 months. Market swings in housing led my landlord to start remodeling and asked me to move out. Moved 100 miles to work from my home where I could afford it. Now, may lose this job. I was unemployed for the better part of a year, lost my house, my truck, my credit is shot, and I'm still digging myself out of a hole. Got to stand outside my father's hospital room on the lawn and watch him pass away alone. So if you would like an explanation why I chose to leave some things blank today, that is a small sample of what I'll be reading you tonight. There's your explanation, because I am mortified by how much Republican participation there was in the greatest tyranny of my lifetime as a United States of American citizen. Mortified how much we participated in it. Absolutely disgusted by the people in our own party. And people ask me all the time, Jesse, who do you want to run for president in 2024? Who's your guy in 2024? And what I've always said is, I want everyone in. Now, this provides a great opportunity for me to tell you why I want everyone in. I want every one of you to stand on stage and justify what you did during COVID. I want to hear from your mouth, every one of them, including your favorite candidate. I want Trump on stage to tell me, why did you lock this country down? Why did you give the country to Fauci?
Why did you yell at the governor of Georgia for opening up early? I want Heavy D on stage. Why did you lock Florida down for a month? Yes, you've been great. Why did you do it? I am owed an explanation. And a huge part of who I vote for in the primary of 2024 is going to be based on the explanations I have been given from that stage. If I'm looking at that stage and I see Republicans at the microphone saying, well, the media would have been mad if I fired Fauci, you're gone. And I get to the next Republican and he says, well, I mean, we just didn't know. You're gone. I want to hear you own it. This was a mistake. This should never have been done. I am sorry. I will never do it again. We learned a lesson. I will hear that from your mouth or I will go vote for someone else. I don't even like Kristi Noem that much. She totally screwed up the whole women's sports things. But I will tell you, I have not ruled out voting for Kristi Noem in 2024. Why? I believe she was the only Republican governor in the country who said no from day one to COVID insanity. I'm not saying I'm voting for her. I want to hear her on stage discuss it. I want every one of you people to get on stage and tell me why you joined with the communists to take away my rights. Why you joined with the communists to take a crap on freedom. I don't want to hear I was scared. I better never hear again. The media would have been mad. I want an explanation from you. If I don't get it, I will vote for someone else. And I'm not telling you who to vote for or how to vote, but when I read these stories about, oh man, I've got a couple that are, you're going to cry tonight. I'm sorry, you are. I've got a couple. When I read these stories, I am owed. Now let's talk about an amnesty. An amnesty. Should we all just let it go? Should we let it go? Hey, bygones be bygones. Let's let it go. Well, we're going to do a little rewind here, and then we'll decide whether we should let it go. You ready for a little rewind? Buckle up.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, about 45 minutes from now. It's Medal of Honor Monday, always a treat. We're going to get to Chuck Schumer saying he's getting death threats. Kathy Hochul says crime's fine, quit whining. Barack Obama basically said the same thing. We'll get to that here in about 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. I'm rolling right now on something else. The diesel stuff and so much more. But Chris actually brought up something during the break. Because I'm talking about, in case you're just joining us, let's declare a pandemic amnesty. It's an article in The Atlantic today. And Chris brought up during the break, he said, hey, the comparisons to the Holocaust are gross and always, they're overdone. He said, but would anyone who was victimized during that, would they have ever got justice if we just declared an amnesty? And he brought up a good point. You know how we talk all the time about the book Ordinary Men. I tell you to go read this book, Ordinary Men. It's not my book. I don't know the author. I'm not promoting something. It's a book about the Reserve Police Battalion and these guys, and they went and killed all these Jews and shipped them off to the death camps and things like that. You know one of the most stunning parts about that book we never talk about? I'll never get over this. Almost none of them ever were held accountable. All those guys walking into Jewish village after Jewish village after Jewish village, taking women and their babies out into the woods and firing bullets into the back of their head. And remember, these are all reservists. And when the war was over, almost all of them, right back to their daily lives. They lived to be old men, grandpas, out there watching sports, being an accountant, a lawyer, owning a candy shop. Is that justice? Because justice is a very real thing. And when you deny people justice, well, that screws over the entire society. A pandemic amnesty? Okay. I want you to remember a couple things here. This is courtesy of Michael, did some digging for me. This is from May 2021. Anti-vaxxers don't deserve coddling. This is from January 2022. LA Times columnist says publicly mocking the deaths of anti-vaxxers is necessary to create teachable moments. Okay.
Governor Whitmer of Michigan, she stopped people from buying seeds so they couldn't grow their own food. Rasmussen poll. Maybe you forgot about this. We talked about it on the show a long time ago. Remember there was a Rasmussen poll came out? Here's some numbers for you. 29% of Democrats in the country support taking your children from you if you refuse to take the vaccine. 59% support you being put on house arrest if you refuse the jab. 48%, that's half of the Democrats in the United States of America, said you should be put in jail if you question the vaccine online. A pandemic amnesty, huh? A pandemic amnesty for Jimmy Kimmel?
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. And that choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Let's just have amnesty. Let's move on and forgive. No. I lost my job in the U.S. Navy. I was separated for refusing a shot that does nothing to prevent transmission. I was unable to be with my dad when he died. I will never get over that he had to die alone. Forced to mask at work as an unvaccinated employee. Forced to quarantine at home. I was furloughed for 6 months, fell into a deep depression, became a heavy drinker, and thought about suicide daily. I was eventually laid off and had to start all over again in a totally new field, which I still have anxiety from daily. My mom's physician closed his in-person practice for a year, resulting in my mom losing her eyesight. She has macular degeneration and requires monthly eye injections and didn't receive them. She's now legally blind with no way to restore her vision. Abbott, that would be Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, in case you're wondering who this person's talking about. Abbott shut down the bars, so I lost thousands in gig money. Since that, because some of our venues closed, I'm still affected. I had to take a side hustle delivery job to a 60-hour full-time commitment. My dad had to go in the hospital in New York City in March 2021, required 3 months of rehab, but never got it because of COVID requirements. He is now living in a wheelchair and can't walk anymore. I can never forgive these people. My 38-year-old sister was forced by her job to get the vaccine last summer. She died of a blood clot about 8 hours after receiving her second shot. Amnesty? You must have lost your freaking mind, Amnesty. These are not wrong opinions. These are not lies. These are crimes committed against you. I don't care that it was the government. Government commits crimes all the time. It was my doctor. Your scumbag doctor commits crimes all the time. Clearly. It was public health. He was a talk show host. It's criminal what they did to you. Joe Rogan came out and said he used ivermectin to successfully treat his COVID. The entire American media and the FDA themselves went on a coordinated campaign to call it horse dewormer so you wouldn't take it. That's murder. Crimes have been committed against you. You want amnesty? Fine. Line all of them up. Send them to prison. And believe me when I tell you, I consider prison to be my amnesty. You don't want to know what I really think. People make me sick. All right, you know what? We're going to switch gears. I'm going to return to this next hour, but that's too much for now. Because we do have to talk about crime. Schumer's getting death threats. What's going on in this economy? Is the rhetoric getting too heated? Oh, we'll talk about that too. I'm fired. All kinds of fired up tonight. You know what I need to do, Chris? I need to shoot someone with my hero gun. No, wait, no, that's we can't do that. We can't. Don't play with your hero gun when you get it. I should point that out. Because it's a non-lethal gun, it shoots pepper balls, so people think, oh, this would be fun or funny. They shoot 100 miles per hour. When the pepper ball itself hits you, it hurts bad. But that's the best part, because then you're engulfed in a chemical pepper cloud and you feel like you're dying. Yes, I want you to get a hero gun and a hero arrow to protect yourself and yours. You don't need a concealed carry permit. keep in mind, this is not a toy. It is something that stops very, very bad men. That's what it's designed to do. It's not designed to be a fun party trick at a drunken night in your frat house. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. Okay? State restrictions may apply.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and oh man, I love it. I do genuinely enjoy the fact that the Democratic Party is so stuck in their own bubble. They cannot figure out how to speak to people about the issues they're worried about. Maybe you've noticed Barack Obama's out there on the campaign trail now. Why? What's going on there? Well, I'll explain what's going on in a minute, but boy, he really just really has the pulse of the people here.
You hear the Republicans talk a lot about crime right now. Now, violent crime has gone up over the last 7 years, by the way. They act like it just happened just last year. As if like the previous...
That's great. People who are scared to go down to the subway for fear of being thrown in front of a train generally don't want to hear talk like this. By the way, big shout out to Kathy Hochul for getting in on the action.
Kavanaugh, these are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in Democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. The data shows that...
That's not going to work for people. No one believes that. And it's simply not going to be effective. Well, I take that back. Pause on that for a moment. Let's talk about that. How effective will it be? How effective does it have to be? Because this Paul Pelosi stuff, I can't believe I'm surprised, but I actually allowed myself to be surprised by the level of dishonesty we've seen so far. What do we know right now about the guy who hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer? What do we know? Well, here's some things we know, and you're welcome to take this little recording and hand this out to friends. Hand this out to family members who are Democrat. Because I remember it was a couple days ago, someone told me that her father was a Democrat And he was home with her and called her uncle. Her uncle's also a Democrat, but her father was having trouble hearing. So he put the phone on speakerphone so she could hear it. And her father and her uncle were both convinced that Paul Pelosi's attacker was a Trump supporter and went there because of Donald Trump. So we're going to get to the narrative in the world of make-believe in a moment, but let's just really quickly get to what we know. What we know is Dave DePepe lived in what's being called a, quote, hippie commune. There's a Black Lives Matter sign still hanging in his window and a gay pride parade or a gay pride flag hanging on his home. He is a nudist, I'm not making that up, a vegan Canadian. That's not a Donald Trump supporter. And that's not a Republican. Everyone knows that. But I got this email. It drove home how dishonest our system is and how much damage it does, because it takes things that are totally false and cements them in the eyes of so many people that, just like we talked about before on the show, so many people live entirely in a world of make-believe, and many don't even know it. This email said, "Dear journalist Jesse, I know you will cover the attack at the Pelosi home, and I would remind you that they, the police, didn't release any camera footage until 3 months after the incident following a guilty plea. New York Post, Fox News articles have posted after 6 p.m. on Tuesday, 6 hours after his DUI guilty plea, well after hours and arguably better than a Friday dump. This will be swept under the rug," so on and so forth. Swept under the rug? Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much worse than that. Don't give them enough credit that they're just going to sweep it under the rug. No. That's not what happens when you have a system that has been entirely corrupted, when they control everything from big tech to the media to entertainment to education when they control everything, they don't do things like sweep things under the rug. They're going to flat out blame them on you.
And I want to take a moment to say a prayer for a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Pelosi. When we don't just disagree with people, but we start demonizing them, making wild, crazy allegations about them, that creates a dangerous climate.
Demonizing people? Man, you know what? Actually, I take that back. I was probably too hard on Obama before. That is correct. You know, to his credit, he's 100% right there. The last thing you want is to live in a society where you demonize the other side.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Can you imagine if you lived in a society where over and over and over and over and over again, politicians told their supporters that the other side was going to destroy the country?
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself.
Can you imagine if you lived in a country where the president of the United States of America routinely used his platform to point at his political opponents and tell his supporters that they're going to end America?
They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Can you imagine if you lived in a country where they took just normal people, Republicans, and they routinely, over and over and over and over and over again, called them Nazi white supremacists? How dangerous would that be for the country? How bad would that be for political discourse?
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
White nationalists, anarchists, whatever in this country that are using mask mandates and a public health crisis to sort of wage chaos.
Can you imagine if you lived in a country where one political party for over a decade has painted their opponents as being somebody equal to Hitler?
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
What I know is the law, and what I know is what white people are willing to do to defend white supremacy.
Like the roots of the anti-abortion movement, these bans are rooted in patriarchy and white supremacy.
Which brings me to this. They're not going to sweep the Paul Pelosi thing under the rug. I mean, we all know what we suspect, right? Everyone knows by now. Everyone's heard the rumors. This was a gay hookup of some kind gone wrong. Almost undoubtedly, drugs were involved. Why do you think we already have the police call from Paul Pelosi naming the guy David and telling the police he's a friend? And I quote, that's Paul Pelosi. He is a friend. He is a friend. He is a friend. What's Paul Pelosi doing out there being friends with some deranged MAGA Republican? We know what this is, but they're not going to sweep it under the rug. They're going to blame it all on you. Now, right now, you're probably mad about that or rolling your eyes, or maybe you're even tempted to say something like, that will never work. Hang on that. It will never work? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, go save a baby's life tonight. While you're out there tonight, maybe you're going to be trick-or-treating with your kids. Maybe you're going to be handing out candy to the other kiddos. Maybe you don't have any. Maybe yours are grown and gone. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to look at all those children out there with their candy and their costumes and the laughter and everything else. And I want you to think about the 60 million plus kids who will never get the chance to trick-or-treat a day in their life. Ever. 60 million of them. If it was six, that'd be a tragedy. 60 million? Unreal. We are slowly but surely winning this battle because of information. The ultrasound is winning us this battle. When mothers hear that heartbeat, they choose life almost every time, and preborn gives them that ultrasound for free. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 gives a young mother a free ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Out my back door, this giant doing cartwheels, statue where
it is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That'll be fun. We're going to need it too, because then we're going back to more reckoning stuff. I have the diesel shortage, all kinds of stuff to get to tonight. Remember, you can email me anything you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I still cannot believe this is what Democrats are going
with. Now, these are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in Democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers.
I think we're going to have a Republican governor of New York. I'm telling you, I think we are. If I wake up the day after Election Day and there's a Republican governor in New York, I don't think I'm going to be able to get the smile off my face, because no one deserves. All right, you know what? We need to get back to something else. Will it work? We all know what happened to Paul Pelosi was not the result of right wingers. Will it work? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll play you some sound here in a second, but let's do an experiment. Huh? Let's do just a little thought analysis. Let's go to our village. You know, we always go to the village, make things easy to understand. You, me, 100 other people, we live in a village, okay? We live in this village, and the village, we really thrive on cattle. That's what we do. We do cows. That's how we stay afloat as a village, all right? Now, Let's say one day we wake up and half of our cattle are dead. Basically, we're financially devastated. We don't know if we'll be able to keep going. And one guy comes out and says, hey, I know what it was. It was a flesh-eating disease that infected the cattle, and we have to separate all the cattle. We have to change how we do everything and stop the spread of this disease. Okay. And then another guy comes out and says, no, that's actually not true at all. I watched somebody from another village come in and murder all of our cattle last night. Okay, so we have two conflicting stories. We'll get down to the bottom of it. And it turns out the guy who said they were murdered, he's correct, and the flesh-eating disease guy is wrong. Okay, well, that's not the end of the world. We'll figure it out. We'll go with it. There's 98 of the rest of us. We'll figure out what's real and what's not pretty quickly. We'll go do an investigation and figure it out. That's not the end of the world. One guy was lying about the flesh-eating disease. The other guy was telling the truth about the fact that the cattle were murdered. But, what if, I mean, we're going to have people in charge of the village, right? There's going to be a chief in charge. We'll definitely have a chief medical guy in charge of the village. We'll have a chief law enforcement guy in charge of the village. You know, we're going to have these various village elders who are in charge. Let's say there are 10 of them. That really, one guy's in charge of handing out the news to the village. Hey, don't forget to celebrate Halloween tonight. Put out an extra piece of rice for someone or something. That's what they say in our village, right? Now, what if we wake up the morning and the cattle are dead? And instead of it being one guy who said it was a flesh-eating disease, every single leader of the village said it was a flesh-eating disease. Well, now we have a very serious problem. Because now what we've done is, instead of having one deranged lunatic believing one thing that's an outright lie, now, because it's coming from the leadership of the village, now we have a huge percentage of the village that will believe the outright lie. Now, how much trouble does that create for us? Now we're not even looking into the murderer. Now we're all frantic. We're taking steps about the flesh-eating disease. We're now on a village-wide campaign to fix something that isn't even a problem because the village lives in a world of make-believe, courtesy of the people who lead the village. How high does the percentage have to get before that village is in very, very, very serious trouble? I want you to listen to who brings you the news.
First of all, lies on the internet move faster than the truth. And that's in part why there are all these safeguards that Elon Musk is trying to take down on Twitter right now. There was this world building on the pro-Trump internet. What could be the opposite of reality here? And the opposite of reality they came up with was these two people were having a lover's quarrel in a house, and the police sort of intruded on us. It's fundamentally incorrect. It was pushed by the...
What if everyone who brings you the news in the village is telling you about the disease?
The focus now turning to the suspect's digital footprint, a personal blog published under his name, brimming with far-right extremism, conspiracy theories like QAnon, and anti-Semitic postings. Democrats, including President Biden, sounding the alarm.
What if the president himself got in, the village chief, on the lies?
And what makes us think the one party can talk about stolen elections, COVID being a hoax, there's all a bunch of lies, and it not affect people who may not be so well balanced? What?
How can the village survive that? I want to know. You think it won't work? Do you have any idea how many Democrats in the United States of America right now? Maybe you know one or two. Do you have any idea how many Democrats in this country believe a Trump supporter just broke into Paul Pelosi's home and hit him with a hammer trying to assassinate Nancy Pelosi? I'm not talking about some lunatic tiny percentage fringe. I'm talking about the majority of the Democrats in this country believe the far left vegan with Black Lives Matter and gay pride flags on his house is a Trump supporter who tried to assassinate Nancy Pelosi because Donald Trump sent him some secret signals through the internet or something. How can the country survive? It will work. A big enough percentage of the country will believe that. They will. You remember what they said about ivermectin? In case you don't, here's what they said.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
I personally know multiple doctors who've been treating people, COVID patients, with ivermectin successfully. How can we survive? All right. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday. But first, you're going to go get some shrimp. Why? Because shrimp's freaking delicious. That's why. Because it's delicious and it's good for you. And you're actually buying American when you buy from Biloxi. 95% of the shrimp sold in this country, 95% of the shrimp you've been eating and I've been eating, comes from overseas. Almost all of them are communist countries. We're actually supporting communism. I've supported communism by buying shrimp. No more. Biloxi shrimp comes right out of the Mississippi Gulf. American shrimp boats, an American company that shares your values. It will be the best shrimp you've ever had in your life, delivered to your front door. By American. This stuff is so good. I swear we eat shrimp about every other night now. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off your entire order. They have all kinds of options and bundles, by the way, for every budget. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse. You ready for Medal of Honor Monday? Because it's coming.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.